Let's dive into some clickbait headlines.
Why not?
Did a UFO really get hit by a missile and survive?
Okay, let's dive
into
that.
How about that?
Why not?
So I guess people are freaking out. Congress shared a footage of a UFO appearing to survive a direct hit from a missile.
Congress is rolling this out? Wow.
Witness Jeffrey Nucatelli, a former 16-year Air Force military police officer, said,
"All right. There is something out there, and we should know as the people what it is."
Yeah. Now, there could be a simpler explanation. One of the skeptics, or several skeptics, think it's just a balloon, like a weather balloon.
Oh.
Those sorts of things happen, I guess. I can't really tell from the footage. Like, I looked at the footage. It all just looks black and white.
Sure.
And lots of moving things. And I'm like, I don't know.
So you can't even, like, tell us, A, that's an alien ship.
Yeah.
For sure.
Have no clue. No clue. And, you know, it's not like E.T., the extraterrestrial,
right,
comes out and goes,
"Oh, Reese's Pieces. Phone home."
Yeah, it's not like
he, phone home.
Elliot.
Anybody have a speaking
Elliot.
Say?
Elliot.
Yeah, so it's not like any of that is happening, but yeah, there'll be more on that, I'm sure. Let's see, other clickbait headlines. You see this? KFC releasing an official line of jelly beans?
I did. Why? I ask why.
So,
this feels like stuff that would be in a bamboozled jelly bean box.
Right. So there are those bamboozled jelly beans that are like every flavor beans kind of from the Harry Potter series.
It's a little roulette game. Some aren't bad. Others are like skunk.
Yeah. Or like booger flavor,
yes,
things like that, right? I guess.
Cut grass.
I guess each bag has fried chicken, sweet corn, and gravy.
No, thank you.
Honestly, I'm not worried about it.
Really?
Yeah, if I know what I'm getting, I think I'm all right with it.
I need, in my brain, jelly beans are supposed to taste good and fruity.
Do you like the fruity or the spice?
Fruity.
I like spice.
I like fruity.
I like spice.
They're spicy jelly beans?
You've never had a spice jelly bean?
No. Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah, no. I've been in the fruit lane because
we're like
where my brain like jelly.
We're like the
beans.
Green. The green color is not a lime; it's more of a mint flavor.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't need mint.
Yes,
yeah,
spiced
jelly
beans are good.
No,
that reminds me of what is the Jones Sodas who do the Thanksgiving dinner every year.
They release like either. I don't need a drink Thanksgiving dinner.
The
disgusting
dressing, the cranberry sauce, the green bean casserole.
Oh my gosh.
The drink version of that is a little bit more like weird.
That feels aggressive.
I feel like
these are not flavors that need to be all combined in liquid form.
Yeah, I feel like the jelly bean flavors though would pass my radar.
Like you can try them.
I'd be all right.
I will not. I'm going to pass on that.
You ought to try spiced jelly beans.
No, not going to.
Honestly, like
my
it's
brain
one,
says fruit.
It's one of those things where I think mistakenly I got a bag.
Oh.
Because they look the same.
Sure.
You got to read the fine print.
Mm.
And was pleasantly surprised.
What are the other, besides mint, what are the other
after the shock
spice?
Of realizing that green was not in fact lime.
This was not what I was expecting.
Right. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they're all just kind of a spice flavor.
See, in my brain, jelly beans are in the same lane as like Skittles.
Yeah, they've got to be fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. And jelly beans are one of the unsung heroes of candy.
Are they? I mean, I've never thought to buy them. I'll say that. They've never been like, oh, I need to go get some jelly beans. I've never thought that.
You're like,
I need to go buy jelly beans today at the store. Have you thought that? Has that come to you?
Well, like around Easter, maybe.
Oh.
Or like one of those holidays where jelly beans seem to be like a thing.
Yeah, I feel like jelly beans were filler in Easter baskets.
Yeah.
Like we'd put the little Easter grass, right? And just sprinkle jelly beans. I don't think we ate them.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. Mm.
You should.
Yeah, no, we didn't really eat them.
It's chewy sugar.
Yeah, I don't know. I was more in the chocolate lane for Easter.
Man, I have known you a long time and still discover new things about you.
Yeah, no, they were just decoration.
Wow.
In our world. That we, because the main event were all the different forms of the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The chocolate eggs.
I get
that. Oh, just unwrapping those and that, you just let that melt.
If we want to stay in the dessert category.
Okay.
One more clickbait headline. Mm. Sunscreen flavored ice cream is coming.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? So, who in the world wants to taste sunscreen?
So this is the same company, and we had actually this on our website. This is the same company that did the Ed Sheeran ketchup ice cream.
I'm angry.
Okay.
I'm mad at people that do this. Why are you doing
this? So sunscreen, apparently they're teaming up with Carnival Cruises, you know, like a ship, right?
Uh-huh.
And so it's going to taste like kind of a combination of vanilla and coconut and salt.
Those don't sound bad.
Right.
But when you say sunscreen.
I know, sunscreen flavor. You're like, not supposed to taste that.
Yes, my brain
Because every now
thoughts.
And then when you're sweating, you get a little sunscreen maybe drip into your mouth.
That's never been a good experience.
That's never been a good experience. Right. But
no,
the smell of sunscreen, I get it. Like the coconut. Yeah,
yes.
Okay, I get that.
That smells like vacation.
I bet it's
I like
pretty,
that.
I bet it's pretty good.
So why don't they call that pina colada flavored ice cream? That my brain can process.
You know, if they did, we wouldn't be talking about it.
Okay.
Carnival Cruises is releasing a pina colada ice cream.
And that could be like, oh, adult only. Maybe you might think, oh, that's
infused. Oh, it's
infused.
Got like rum in it or something.
Yeah, something. Like that would
that's
feel.
That's the liquor that goes in pina coladas, right?
Yes, rum. Yes. That I'm down for.
All right.
So I'm just going to gently put that in the suggestion box. I don't think anyone's going to eat your sunscreen flavored ice cream.
I disagree with you.
Oh, okay.
I bet people for the nuance will be like, oh.
Oh,
well,
sunscreen's tasty. This must be tasty, too.
I'll try. I love eating sunscreen.
I love eating sunscreen.
This is going to be right up my alley.
I lick my arm all the time in the summer. This is a great idea.
Oh, shoot. All right. So there you go. That's your clickbait headlines here this morning on 99.70 JX.